This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. media outlets report Saudi Arabia is preparing to acknowledge the death of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who vanished after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. President Donald Trump said he spoke Monday with Saudi King Salman about the matter.
I just spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge of what took place with regard to, as he said, his Saudi Arabian citizen. I've asked, and he firmly denied that. I've asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to immediately get on a plane, go to Saudi Arabia, go to other places if necessary.
Mr. Trump said it sounded to him as if rogue killers could have been involved. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident after leaving his country a year ago, fearing retribution, has been critical of Saudi policy. Riyadh has strongly denied killing the journalist. Turkish police were allowed access to the Istanbul consulate late Monday, part of a joint Turkish-Saudi team searching the building as part of an investigation, an important step to European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
We expect transparency. We expect full clarity from investigations to be done by the Saudi authorities together and in full cooperation with the Turkish authorities.
A Turkish publication last week reported a 15-member Saudi intelligence team entered the consulate at the same time as Khashoggi. Despite pleas from the International Red Cross, a medical aid worker held by jihadists in northeast Nigeria was executed after their deadline for undisclosed demands passed. Three aid workers were abducted by a group called Islamic State in West Africa, or ISWA, in March. One was murdered in September. The ISWA broke away from the Boko Haram insurgency in 2016. This is VOA News. The border crossing between Jordan and Syria, closed for 3 years during a civil war, was reopened Monday, a route that normally involves billions in cross-border trade, ranging from the Gulf to Turkey and Lebanon. The Secretary General of Syria's Chamber of Commerce, Mohammed Hamshu, said stable security allowed an agreement to be reached to reopen the crossing with commercial benefits to both sides. Russian-backed government forces retook the border region in July. Zimbabwe's Vice President Constantino Chiwenga is receiving medical treatment for injuries sustained during a blast at a ruling party rally in June. The grenade explosion killed two and narrowly missed President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Chiwenga, a key military official in last year's ouster of President Robert Mugabe. The Indian Ocean archipelago of Comoros, protesters clashed with security forces Monday, protesting President Azali Assoumani's bid to extend his rule following a July referendum. It's seen as upsetting a process of rotating the office among the nation's three main islands. The Russian Orthodox Church decided to sever all ties with the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople of some 3,300,000 adherents to protest its enforcement of Ukraine's request for an independent church. Russian Orthodox Church spokesman Ilarion said the church hopes the Holy Synod will reverse what he called the illegal and anti-canonical decision. Ukraine views the decision as a step against Russian meddling in its affairs. Addressing Parliament Monday before a crucial summit in Brussels on Britain's divorce from the European Union this week, Prime Minister Theresa May acknowledged continued disagreement over the future border between the EU member Ireland and the UK's Northern Ireland province.
The EU still requires a backstop to the backstop, effectively an insurance policy for the insurance policy. And they want this to be the Northern Ireland-only solution that they had previously proposed. We have been clear that we cannot agree to anything that threatens the integrity of our United Kingdom.
European Council President Donald Tusk said no agreement with London, which could disrupt trade and investment, seems now more likely. Century-old retailer Sears, once a dominant feature of American life, will remain alive for now after a bankruptcy judge Monday approved a new financing plan through year's end. Wendy Liebman is CEO of WSL Strategic Retail.
It's not really a place where people have been buying lots of things for a long time. In fact, probably a decade ago when Kmart and Sears merged, I remember saying two halves don't make a whole. And it's really been that kind of gradual dripping away of a business.
The company, which hasn't turned a profit since 2011, has suffered a decade of revenue declines and hundreds of store closures. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News. We'll be right back.